But in time, parallel universes would make a spectacular comeback. This time, they'd be different. They'd be even stranger than Elvis being alive. There's an old proverb that says, be careful what you wish for, in case your wish comes true. The most fervent wish of physics has long been that it could find a single elegant theory which would sum up everything in our universe. It was this dream which would lead unwittingly to the rediscovery of parallel universes. It's a dream which has driven the work of almost every physicist.
When I was a child of 8, my elementary school teacher came in the room and announced that a great scientist had just died. And on the evening news that night, everyone was flashing pictures of his desk with the unfinished manuscript of his greatest work. I wanted to know what was in that manuscript. Years later, I found out that it was the attempt of Albert Einstein to create a theory of everything, a theory of the universe, and I wanted to be part of that quest.
Einstein never achieved his goal of a theory of everything, but again and again, others have thought they were on the brink of this ultimate achievement. This was always wishful thinking. Until recently. A revolution occurred in the 1980s. In universities across the world, new ideas in science streamed forth. Finally, it seemed, everything in the universe was about to be explained.